Hey everybody, I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. January 1st marked 50 years since the passage of the National Environmental Policy Act. The legislation established a broad framework to ensure the federal government takes into account the environmental impact of federally funded projects. But on the law's anniversary, President Trump wasn't in a celebratory mood. Instead, he released a statement arguing that the act is complex, difficult to navigate, and leads to high costs and delays. The administration has proposed changes to the act where federal agencies would no longer have to take climate change into account when planning for future infrastructure projects. Joining me now is Lisa Friedman, a reporter on the climate desk at the New York Times. Lisa, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
So, sounds like a pretty major change to this rule, is it?
It's a pretty major change to a pretty major law. Not a lot of people know NEPA. It's not as well known as, you know, the Endangered Species Act or the Clean Air Act. But if you've ever had an airport built in your town or a road widened or a pipeline going through your community, you know NEPA, because this is the law that requires an environmental review, an environmental assessment of every major federal project.
How is climate change factored into the environmental review process now for infrastructure projects? And if that's removed, what would that mean?
There's actually a number of changes that are going to be released later today. Let me back up and say that the regulation itself, we're told, is not going to use the words climate change. What it's going to say is that agencies do not have to consider what's known as the cumulative effects or impacts of new infrastructure. And in recent years, courts have interpreted that to mean the government needs to study whether this project will itself emit or lead to the significant increase of greenhouse gas emissions, which help to warm the planet into the atmosphere. On the other hand, it also requires that agencies study whether a project will be threatened by climate change.
To be clear, this is a proposed change to the act. What has to happen next?
NEPA is the law itself. It can only be changed by Congress. What the administration is proposing are changes to the regulations that guide the implementation of the law. This is a proposed regulation change. There will probably be a 60-day period where the public can comment, and the White House is certainly looking to put out a final rule before the election. It'll be tight, but folks seem to think that can be done. After that, it really is going to be lawsuit city. So it's going to be a long road. There's a question of whether this will hold up in court. It will certainly be challenged, but once these rules are finalized later at the end of the year, it will go into effect, and unless it is successfully challenged.
Does NEPA actually have any enforcement mechanisms in terms of how it informs the public or actually prevents bad things from happening in the environment?
Yes to the first part, no to the second. Under NEPA, a project can harm the environment, but what NEPA requires is that the public be informed that a project may harm the environment, and it outlines various options. Agencies are required to offer various options for how it will proceed with a project from the lowest impact to the highest. It could choose a route that significantly impacts the environment, but what NEPA does is ensure that the public knows what's happening.
Why does the Trump administration want to change this rule?
It's been very controversial for a very long time. NEPA has been used by environmental groups to challenge projects time and time again. The administration, when they unveil their proposal, will point to projects that have taken many, many years to be completed because of the NEPA process. You know, and many, many conservatives have complained that this process is long and bureaucratic and arduous and stifles economic development. Over the years, you found that, you know, environmental groups have agreed that NEPA can often be cumbersome. They argue that it ultimately, though, fundamentally safeguards wildlife, their habitat, and broadly the environment and the climate.
Lisa Friedman is a reporter on the climate desk at the New York Times. Lisa, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.